Ramsey TV.
Yes, you read the title of this show right. I have an actual photograph. It's not a joke either. I have an actual photograph of people worshiping the wild beast. Not kidding. You have to know how to recognize these things. You have to understand what the word worship means. You have to understand what the wild beast is. And you must understand that Satan disguises himself as a messenger of light, a messenger of happiness, a messenger of acceptance, a messenger of joy, a messenger of belonging, a messenger of kumbaya, Lord, kumbaya, a message of we're all in this together. That's the beast. If you're looking for a pointy tail and a handlebar mustache and an evil laugh, you're on the wrong track. And if you're looking for worship to be like you see in the movies where people bow down and, oh, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, you're on the wrong track. But I know some of you are looking for that kind of worship and you're looking for that kind of beast. You're going to miss it. You're not going to see it. It's going to be right in front of you. And there's a comment slash question on my video yesterday that I'm going to delve into today. And I'm going to give you my answer to it. And then I'm going to show you that photograph. I swear to you that I have it. This is Martin Zenner at the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula and at the edge of the bottom of everything else. You know what? We're the new lepers. We are the new lepers of today. I went to an article about how lepers were treated in Bible days. And for leprosy, I'm going to substitute the phrase people who refuse to wear face diapers. Or you can substitute it with people who refuse to get the VC. Yeah. Well, it's obvious. It's going to be obvious with the VC. So I'm going to have fun with the face diapers. Listen to this. In Bible times, people who refused to wear their face diapers. I can't use the M word now. I'm afraid to even use the M-A-S-K because they're going to target me. They're going to grab me. They're going to excommunicate me. I don't want that to happen. So let's go with face diapers. I'm reading the article. I'm just substituting face diapers for the skin disease known as leprosy. In Bible times, people who refused to wear their face diapers were treated as outcasts. People refusing to wear the face diaper had to leave their homes and families and live together with other people who refused to wear their face diapers on the outskirts of the town. They would have to scavenge for food. They were forbidden to have any contact with people who did wear their face diapers, and they had to ring a bell and shout unclean if anyone approached them. They could not go to the marketplace and were forbidden to take part in worship. Well, there you have it, folks. If you want to substitute VC, I'll just do it for one of the paragraphs. People who refuse to have the VC will have to leave their homes and families and live together with other non-VCers on the outskirts of town. They will have to scavenge for food. Yes, they will be forbidden contact with people who do have proof of the VC. And they must ring a bell, ding-a-ling-a-ling, and shout, unclean! If anyone approaches them, they cannot go to marketplace and are forbidden to take part in worship. Those of us who will refuse the VC and who do our best to refuse to wear the face diaper today, only wear it when we absolutely have to and cheat every chance we get. Yeah, we're treated like outcasts. We're treated like lepers. We don't need to ring a bell because people just see that mask under your nose. That's ringing a bell. That's like marking yourself as a rebel, as an unclean person. It's coming to this. It is. It's here. It's here. People worshiping the wild beast. Now, the word worship in the Greek is prokunio. It's used several times. The English elements pro is toward, and kunio is team, T-E-E-M. So to worship is to toward team. Like you go toward something with great exuberance and great zeal. Worship is a generic word. You can worship God. You can also worship shoes. You can worship the mall. You can worship money. You can worship your dog. You can worship anything. It's just like love. But people are really offended by that. Martin Zender, you should only worship God. Well, you should only worship God as God. You shouldn't worship anything else as God. Let me ask you this. God said, one of the commandments, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love is a stronger word than worship, I think. Do you love God? Yes. Do you love chocolate? Yes. Do you love coffee? Yes. Do you love your kids? Yes. Do you love your dog? Yes. Well, most of you, some of you may not like your dog. It's a generic word. It can apply to God. Love can. It can apply to hot dogs and to your kids and to your dog. Worship is the same thing. Worship is a physical going toward something. It's an exuberance. It's toward team. To just lay yourself out and not necessarily physically on the ground as we picture worship in the movies, but it's a release. It's a very strong word. It's a release of passion. And it is an absence of holding back. Your exuberance in your admiration of something. So don't get nervous about the word worship. And again, it doesn't have to be this, I worship you, I worship you, I worship you. Now to the beast. Do you? Now to the beast. Do you really think that the beast appears as a big scary face, like the Wizard of Oz? I told you before, the beast is the opposite of the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz has this scary face on the outside with a little scared little man on the inside behind the curtain. The beast has the little man on the outside, the genteel, innocent, happy, accepting facade, but inside is the devil. Inside is the monster. That's how it works. So with that in mind, I want to read a comment today before I show you the picture of people worshiping the wild beast. I want to show you a comment I got on my show yesterday, the show called They Are Already Joining the Beast. A man named Alan. Oops, there's my show. Oh, yeah, that's a snappy tune. Okay, I didn't mean to do that, actually. Now, I don't necessarily blame this man for saying this. He's mocking the whole thing. But I'm going to read his comment, and I'm going to read my answer, because my answer is quite amusing, I think, and it's educational. Name's Alan. Where's the religion? Where's the beast? Where's the false prophet? Where are the two witnesses? Where's the worship? Where are the miracles? Meh. M-E-H. Meh. Like, ugh. Like, eh, it's not here, says Alan. Where are all these things? The first question, where's the religion? It's everywhere. The religion. The beast will be an amalgamation of government power and religious power. It'll be secular, but it will demand worship. And again, if you're looking for that physical bowing down, that's not the kind of worship we're seeing. I'm going to show you a shocking picture of two people worshiping the wild beast. Literally worshiping the wild beast. And you're going to be shocked by the picture. And you won't be able to believe it at first, but I'm telling you, this is what it is. So Alan says again, where's the religion? Where's beast? Where's the false prophet? Where are the two witnesses? Where's the worship? Where are the miracles? Meh. So I answered him. And here is my answer. Hello, meh. See, I'm a smart ass. I have to. Hello, meh. Where's the worship? I'm glad you asked. I will show you a photograph of it tomorrow. Not even kidding. Where's the beast? It is breathing down your neck. Where's the false prophet? Not revealed yet. Where are the two witnesses? Not revealed yet. Where are the miracles? Not performed until man of lawlessness and the false prophet and the two witnesses are on the scene. Then I said to Alan/Meh, I said, you are like the people of Noah's day who, witnessing the building of the ark, said, where's the flood? Meh. Where's the flood? Hey, Noah, where's the flood? What are you getting all upset about? So I did tell Alan that the beast was breathing down his neck. Again, I'm not picking on you, Alan. This is a teachable moment here. So I appreciate you making a comment. I see where you're coming from, because you're looking for the beast in the way John sees it in the unveiling. John sees it as this ugly, horrible monster, and he sees the religious part as a whore. So we know the Catholic Church is the biggest whore of all, the mother of harlots. But she doesn't look like that on the outside, does she? No, she's got incense, all the pretty little priests, all the huge, beautiful, beautiful buildings. Doesn't look like a whore. So the beast doesn't look like a beast. John saw it, but Jesus told him the Spirit of God told him what it was. And it's breathing down your neck. It's wanting you to conform to it. This is it. You can't buy or sell unless you have a mark. And this is just an excuse for global unity. Make no mistake, CV19er is only an excuse for global unity. Nobody cares about curing the thing. Nobody cares about whether the VC works or not. The people who are the architects of this thing, they don't care if people live or die. They don't care. They just want a way to organize humanity into one unit and make themselves the leaders of it and make it so that you have to do what they say in order to join them and that they have power over you. It just happens that this thing came along and it works perfectly for their purpose. The CV19er works perfectly for their purpose. I'm not even going to speculate whether it was done purposely, whether it was made in a lab. It's irrelevant to me. But it is seen as the perfect thing, the perfect opportunity, the perfect crisis. It really wasn't a crisis. It was fanned into a crisis because the potential was seen to gin up the fear so much that people will beg you for the solution. That's what dictatorships do. They create the problem, and then they tell you how they can solve the problem. But you have to sell your soul to them, and this is the perfect vehicle for them. Them being the people who want to run the world. The architects of the beast system, they're very few. There don't have to be many. And one world government isn't what it used to be, where you had to send out armies and tanks and shoot missiles ahead. No. A one world currency basically is a one world government. And a single body, a single governmental organization that demands this VC against the CB19er, that's all you need. And it demands it of the entire world, and the entire world is lining up for it. This is a phenomenon, folks, a phenomenon. It's happening in our lifetimes. We're watching it. But some people don't recognize it because they're looking for some obviously evil thing. All right, it's time to show you the picture of the people worshiping the beast. It's not a joke. I am dead serious. In 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Look closely, ladies and gentlemen. This is a picture taken in the last, I believe, 5 days of a couple in Israel who are in proud possession of their green passport. The caption under this photo says, a senior resident couple posed for a photo with their green pass, a pass for those VC'd against the CV19er, or those with presumed immunity before they enter a live performance by Israeli singer Nurit Geirin at Yakon Park in Tel Aviv, Israel, February 24th, 2021. From the article in the New York Post, the open-air concert in Tel Aviv on Wednesday was one of the first in a program to restart cultural events by restricting attendance to people who have been VC'd or those with immunity after contracting the disease. Believe me, any little thing besides the VC, for instance, and well, those who can prove that they've already had it, any of these extras will be jettisoned. They'll be thrown out, and it's going to come down to, this is just the beginning of it, but it's going to go quickly. It's going to come down to either you have the VC or you don't. That's what it's going to come down to. It has to, because that's the plan. Listen to what this one attendee said. It provides protection, but also a feeling of comfort to sit among people who are VC'd, said Doron Zeiker, a retired businessman who was preparing to watch Israeli singer Nurit Geirin perform at dusk in Yakon Park. Oh, a feeling of comfort. Let's look at the picture again. Look how smug these people are. They're just happier than shit to show you their little green passports. Look at the twinkle in this chick's eyes. Oh, I'll get my green passport to you. They're so proud of it because they're some of the pioneers. They're pioneers. Look at these morons. And they're wearing their mask. What the hell? You got your VC. What the hell are you wearing your mask for? Well, because they're obedient citizens and they have their mask. It's just a smugness. You're so happy that you're one of the insiders. Look what we have. You remember in school when you're supposed to bring your crayons to school and everybody has their crayons except you, and it's the worst nightmare that you don't have your crayons, and you look at all the other kids, and they're so smug. I got my crayons. I mean, I get the feeling. I feel that way sometimes when I have my little code for my ticket, my boarding pass, on my phone. You do feel kind of smug, like you take that up there, and you scan it, and they go, yes, sir. It's like, oh, man. You feel like you did something right, and you're part of the thing, and you have the thing. I have it right here. You pull it up on your phone. Then you see some poor schmuck across the way who's fumbling around, doesn't have it. Oh, I don't have my boarding pass. And you feel all smug. I get the feeling. But these people make me sick. They don't realize that they're in the beast right now. They are worshiping the beast. They're teaming toward the system. They love the system. They're in it. They're worshiping the beast. Alan, these people are worshiping the beast in this photograph. This is a photograph of people worshiping the beast. Oh, and listen to this quote from the end of the article. This is the last paragraph in the article. Quote, if I need to go to a cultural place where they don't ask for the green passport, I wouldn't go, said Michael Porat, 66. Now, that's a good age for the guy, 6'6", yeah. Quote, I want to know and to be sure that all the people that are next to me are already immune and VC'd, and I wouldn't trust people who are not. Whoa. I wouldn't trust people who are not. See, there it is. The VCers are in an exclusive club. Oh, exclusive. Oh, and are they smug? They flash their little passports. Humph. They turn our nose up at the poor morons who don't have it. Who don't have it. Oh, but maybe you're the morons, you people who do have it. Yeah, you are. They're worshiping the beast. Alan, these people are worshiping the beast in this photograph. This is a photograph of people worshiping the beast. And if you don't think it is, then you don't see how God works. You don't see how subtly these prophecies come to pass. They come to pass in the middle of the night. They come to pass with one or two people. They come to pass with an angel visiting somebody in a room and declaring that she's pregnant with the Son of God. It goes without notice. And it comes with signs in the heavens that only three people from the east see. This is how prophecy is fulfilled. You're looking at people worshiping the wild beast. Where's the religion? It's right there. They're in Israel. Don't you think they're proud that they're also Israelites? They're part of the most famous religion ever. But it's a false religion in these days. The religion's there. The worship is there. The beast is there. The only thing we're waiting for is the two witnesses. And we're waiting for the false prophet. And we're waiting for the unveiling of the man of lawlessness. But these things will come. The two witnesses don't come until the middle of the last 7 years. They prophesy for 42 months. That's the middle. They come in the middle, the middle, the middle. Why are you looking for them now? Where are the two witnesses? They're not here yet. Other stuff has to happen first. And we're seeing it happen right now. If you're trained to see it, you will look at this picture and you will see two brainless people worshiping the wild beast. I promised, I delivered.